And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. And we're going to do so today by me having a one-way conversation with you. Now the reason we're going to have a one-way conversation with you is because we're kind of in the radio medium. Yeah, so radio works pretty much one way. Now, we can make it work two-way, but what I would have to do is I'd have to give you a phone number, and then you'd have to decide that you wanted to call the phone number, and then you'd have to maybe sit on hold while you work with my producer to find a spot where we can get you into the show. And to be honest with you, we used to do the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show that way, and it was kind of interesting, but I think that's kind of a way of the past of doing radio. What we tend to do now, and this has kind of been something that I don't know, I think maybe COVID affected, but when we went into lockdown, we became connected with our radios. We became connected with our TVs. We became connected with our internet feeds. We became connected with whatever information flow we could get. Because we were in lockdown, right? I mean, we were effectively in prison. We were told to stay home. We were told not to go anywhere. We were told if we did go somewhere, it had to be essential, right? Like, you needed groceries, and what you needed to do is you needed to mask up, right? And some people wore latex gloves and stuff for extra protection. I mean, it was serious times, right? And we didn't have much contact with other people. Now, we could call our friends on the phone, we could talk to people, but that day-to-day interaction with society was stifled. It was taken away from us. It totally was taken away from us. And I think what that caused us to do was rely on our information sources a bit more than we had in the past, because we were using them to replace something that was effectively taken away from us. And I don't think we've given that up. COVID is in the past, right? I mean, as far as all the lockdowns and all that stuff, they say COVID is still out there, and I'm sure it is. I'm not crashing on COVID or anything like that. The point I'm trying to make is it doesn't have as invasive of an effect on our lives as it did, but we got used to information flow, and information flow is pretty good now. Here's something that I want to see if I can tie together. Can I tie together the concept that we missed out on information flow to a concept that you're missing out on something that life has to offer you that you're not taking advantage of? You have no idea what I just said, do you? One of the things that I have changed in my life is I have changed some terminology. I know it doesn't sound like it's real big. It doesn't sound like it's an amazing thing. It doesn't sound like it's going to, you know, set me aside for life. But I changed some terminology, and I think it's important. And here's why. I no longer want to be considered retired. No, I don't want to be called retired. I don't want to be called a retiree. And here's why. I think that term retiree or retired, I think it has some negative connotations in our society. Yeah, there's some negative context in our society about the term retired or retiree. What it tends to mean to many of us is that you've reached the end of your life, that all the good days are gone. Everything wonderful about life is in the past. You're living in a shell of your former self. Your body's broken down. You're in your 60s, maybe your 70s, possibly your 80s. You're just kind of tired. You don't have the same oomph that you used to have. Isn't that what you think of when you think of the term retired? Isn't that what you envision for yourself when you get to a place of retirement? I mean, let's think about that for a minute. How old will you be when you retire? You've got an idea. You do. You've done the calculus. You may not like the answer, but you've done the calculus. So you know how old you should effectively be when you retire. Because after all, you've sat down with your financial planner, you worked all this stuff out. But what if I told you you don't have to be that old to retire? What if I told you you could retire yourself at a certain age that isn't that age that you think it is? It's a sooner age. I think what we need to do is we need to re-term retirement because it doesn't fit the mold anymore. I think what we need to be is we need to be on permanent vacation. What do you think about that idea? Now some of you are like, dude, really? Is that what you came up with? Is that all you got? And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm firing on all cylinders. Why don't you like it? Because when you take a step back and you think about the term permanent vacation, it means something in a darker or humorous tone. It can imply dying, such as he's on a permanent vacation, you know, like pushing up daisies, gone to the big sleep. I mean, you hear these kind of terms in old movies, obituaries, ironic contexts. Well, you got something there. Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I don't like that context. I'm not dead. No, I'm very much alive. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I'm finding out is just how alive I am. I am very alive. See, when I think about retirement, I think I'm supposed to be like in a wheelchair or something, but I'm not. Now, trust me, the Army beat the snot out of this body. I've got all kinds of issues. I am a broken soldier. I'm a walking wounded, if you will. But I'm very much alive. And I've dealt with a lot of my medical issues, and I've put a lot of those issues in the past, which has made me feel even more alive. So I'm not dead. I'm not pushing up daisies. I haven't gone to the big sleep. I'm very much alive. As a matter of fact, Tina and I made some radical changes in our life over the last couple of months that saw us moving from one state to another, moving from a beautiful home on 3.5 acres in the southern tip of the hill country on Cibolo Creek to 5.5 acres on Kentucky Lake in a place called Tennessee. Now, we did it for several reasons. Number one, even though I'm technically in retirement, I haven't hung up my spurs. I'm still an active real estate investor. Now, I haven't bought anything recently, and the reason I haven't bought anything is that I haven't found the right asset to buy. But I am looking. I am gamefully honed in on the craft of being a real estate investor. Now, some of you would say, well, isn't that like a job? Well, I guess in the context of, is it work? Yeah, it takes some effort on my part. I'll give you that. But is it like putting in 40 hours or 50 or 60 hours a week doing what somebody else wants me to do for them? Not at all, because I'm doing this for myself and my beautiful bride, Tina, and my family. I'm doing this because I've developed a home office, and I'm not done as a real estate investor. I'm just waiting for the right asset to appear. I've got everything lined up. Cash is there. Investors are there. Team is there. Everything I need is there, except the asset. So what's holding me back? The right asset. No, I'm serious about that. There's still stuff out there that if I bought it, I would effectively overpay for it, and I'm not willing to do that. That doesn't create a great investment vehicle for me if I overpay for an asset. So you're probably saying, well, aren't you losing money by not being in an asset? Well, technically, no, because the cash is earning some income. The cash is sitting in an account that generates a certain percentage rate of return for that cash to be in there. So I'm making some money on my money, but more importantly, I'm not losing any money because I didn't buy the wrong asset. See, this is one of those things that you learn when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, I'm totally serious about it. I will tell you, back in 2017, when I joined and I became a member, I didn't have it all figured out. I didn't. Yeah, what I just told you right there and then, I didn't know back in 2017 until I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and I learned the correct way to invest in real estate assets. That's what I did. And by doing that in 2017 and staying focused on the prized, I got myself to a place of retirement in 2019, effectively retiring myself in 2019. It's been 6 years since I realized that I've been retired. I left the job that I was at. I didn't need that job anymore. Gone. Big weight off my shoulders, by the way. Big weight off my shoulders. And then I started this process called retirement. But again, that connotation, retirement, it's kind of hanging there like the albatross, right? You know the story about the albatross. All right, go read it. Go look it up on Grok. Yeah, it's a good analogy. The point I want to make is that I don't want to be retired. I want to be on permanent vacation, because now that I'm in Tennessee, now that I'm changing my life, now that I'm doing things a little differently, now that I'm on a different type of body of water, now that I'm in a different type of home, now that I'm in a different landscape, I'm going to do things a little differently. So what I choose to be permanently on vacation. Yeah, I think it's a better look. It's a better feel. And even though the military technically put me on permanent vacation back in 2014, which started this whole thing in motion, I think I'm really embracing the concept of being on permanent vacation. As a matter of fact, it's a vacation or a retirement that never ends. Now think about that in that context. A vacation that never ends. You just go from one thing to another. And that's the life that Tina and I are building for ourselves in Tennessee. And it still involves real estate investing. And here's why. That real estate investing doesn't chew up all of my time. And the time that it does use, I enjoy spending it on real estate investing. Who would have thought? When we come back from the break, more on this concept. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
New to real estate investing? At Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll learn how to get started with step-by-step education and real-world strategy. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. And we're doing so by kind of retitling a concept. Now, this is a concept that you and I grew up with. Yeah. Oh, you want to know what the concept is? Because you just tuned into the show. Okay, I got you. I got you. All right. So here's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about retirement versus permanent vacation. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you're going, really? That's all you got today, Al? No. Hold on. There's more to it. Retirement tends to come with the context that you've lived your useful years. You've done everything that you needed to do to work for somebody else. You put in 30, 40, 50 years trading time for money, saving up a big bag of money, only to get to a point where you think that bag of money is big enough. You think you know how long you're going to live. You feel like you're wearing down, and it's time to go. It's time to retire yourself. So what do? You slide yourself into the easy chair in your living room, and you sit, and you sit, and you go, oh, I get to watch TV all I want. And you're flipping through a couple hundred channels of garbage on your favorite app. Yeah, you know what app I'm talking about. Yeah, I got the same app. Yeah, and your app might be different, but it's all the same app. We have several hundred channels of garbage to choose from that can keep us locked into that chair, sitting in our living room, not taking care of ourselves, not realizing that we have now access to the greatest gift in our lifetime, but we've worn ourselves out so much we don't even know how to take advantage of all that free time. Retirement, aka permanent vacation, is all about that free time. It's all about taking control of 100% of your life. That means you call the shots. Or if you're married, your wife, I get it. Or your husband, I get it. But that means you have a good relationship. That means you're willing to let them call the shots for you. You love them that much. I think that's pretty cool, actually. But you think about it. You've regained 100% control over your time, but you squandered your life. And now you're sitting in an easy chair watching several hundred channels of garbage, and you're falling apart. Now, how do I know that story so well? Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah. No, I'm not trying to sell you anything. No, the wink, wink, nod, nod was indicating to you that I've been there, done that. When I first retired myself, I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't know how to be on permanent vacation. I was just trying to figure out retirement. And you get all this time, you don't know what to do with it. You're not used to it. When you're working for somebody else and they're so gracious enough to let you take a week off or maybe 2 weeks off, and you try and take that time off and you try and unwind, you try and decompress. I found that if I took a 1 week vacation, it wasn't enough time. It was like, why did I even go? Because I was still focused on the job, still answering emails, still answering texts, still doing the work of the organization. But when I took 2 weeks off, I found that if I got to day 10 or day 11, something kind of changed. It's like all of a sudden, the pressure just, it kind of slipped away because I wasn't there in the middle of all that stuff anymore. Even though I was still getting emails and texts and stuff like that, the office kind of realized that I wasn't there, so they weren't bombarding me as much. And now I'm starting to enjoy what relaxation is like. Different word. Not retirement, not permanent vacation, but relaxation. And I get what? 2 days of that before I got to go back to the job. And it's going to be another year before I can maybe take a week or two off. And you do that year in and year out. I did that year in and year out. That's how we're conditioned to roll as Americans. But you can change the conditioning. You can change how you approach this. How do you do it? I mean, you're conditioned to put your money into the stock market, right? You've got mutual funds, right? You've got a 401k, you've got an IRA. The point I'm trying to make is that there's all these government-sponsored retirement plans that have been out there for our lifetime. I mean, they started showing up in the 80s, right? And they've been around ever since. And it's what everybody's been conditioned to believe. That's how you retire. That's how you separate from working and have enough money to continue to live even though you're not working anymore. And you do that when you're maybe in your 50s, probably in your 60s, likely in your 70s, maybe in your 80s. And then you try and wean off from working and try and enjoy life, but you're not used to it. You've got so many years of conditioning of go, 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 go. You don't know how to stop. That was one of my problems. I didn't know how to stop. And then I didn't have anything to work on. No. Yeah. You want to talk about a recipe for getting yourself into trouble? You could get yourself into trouble in that scenario. I certainly could. Thank God I've got a great wife that keeps me out of trouble. And at the end of the day, this takes me full circle back to my argument that I want to be on permanent vacation. Because here's what I know about vacation. Once you start it and you get it going, it eventually does what it's supposed to do. But if you end it, all the beneficial effects of having a vacation tend to end with it. But if you go on permanent vacation, like Tina and I have decided to do, it's a game changer. It's a complete game changer because it's a vacation that never ends. If you quit working permanently to live a life of leisure, travel, or relaxation, you should consider yourself on permanent vacation. That doesn't mean you're dead. Doesn't mean any of the dark stuff. It means all the good stuff. It means that you've actually accomplished something worthwhile in your life. And when you do it correctly, you never have to go back to working again because you've learned something that many people don't understand. Retirement seems to be, I mean, for me, seems to be for the old guys. Now, to put it into context, I'm 61 and a half years old. Some people would say, dude, you're old, you're ancient. Some people would say, oh, you're just getting started, bro. Other people, they're somewhere in between, right? To be honest with you, I don't care about your opinion because it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is my opinion. What matters to me is how I live this lifestyle that I've created for myself. What's important to me is to go on to permanent vacation and move away from this context of retirement, because I have so much more fun when I'm on vacation, don't you? I mean, you think about it, a vacation that never ends, a life of leisure, travel, relaxation. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be a good goal for you to set for yourself? I think it might be a good goal for you to set for yourself, to retire yourself in a different way than what you're doing now. But it's going to take some education. It's going to take some intuition. It's going to take a ton of knowledge. And it all translates into a change of perspective for you. Now, when you look at the rate of returns you're getting in the modalities that you're investing in, what are you getting right now? Now, this is usually the point where I throw a number out, and I'm not going to throw a number out, because you should know the number. You should know the rate of return you're getting on your investments, at least per annum. And many of you, you don't know that number. Now, I'm not faulting you. It's all part of the system. It's all part of the system designed to keep you working. Trust me, there's a whole radio show on that. I might do a show on that in the future, because there's a lot to that. Our society is a society based on productivity. In order for society to be productive, it needs its members of the society to be productive. That's kind of how America works. And whether you work in a factory, whether you work in a software development plant, whether you change tires for a living is immaterial. You have chosen to trade time for money and to feed a retirement plan that's probably going to keep you from permanent vacation for a while. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, you customize when you retire. Yeah, I'm serious. You customize when you retire. It's all based off of your goals, your objectives, your assets, your knowledge, your game plan, which part of the roadmap you choose to follow, or I should say which parts, because you don't have to just choose one. You can choose multiple paths if that's what makes sense to you. Now, I mentioned to you earlier, education is a key component of this, and it is. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. So that's all they do, and they've been doing it for a long time. They were founded by Del Walmsley, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, still active as a member in the organization, still active as a mentor in the organization, still active, period, in the organization, even though he started it 35 years ago. That shows you the success of the organization. We have been retiring our members one asset at a time. We teach you how to correctly invest in single-family and multifamily assets. Those are the most effective assets for you as the beginning real estate investor to invest in. And your rates of return can be significantly higher than what you're getting in your current investment platforms. Now, I told you I wasn't going to throw a number out. I almost did, but I didn't. So you know your number now, right? Okay. What if I told you that I was looking at a property just the other day? Now, this is a property that came available to me that I looked at, I analyzed. It was a single family asset. And you know what this one told me? It told me that if I invested in the asset, that after a year, I'd have a net total return of 111%. 111% in 1 year. Not good enough? Well, here's another one. This one should get me 128% in 1 year. 128% return on total investment in 1 year. Is that not good enough? Okay. Well, here's another one. This one does 201%. Now, you think I'm making stuff up, right? But I'm not. I'm describing to you the power of real estate. I'm describing a different investment vehicle that will radically change your life, that will accelerate your timeline to get on permanent vacation. Let's say you're 40 right now, and let's say your current game plan has you work until the age of 65. That has you trading time for money for another 25 years while you build up that bag of money, hoping that that bag of money is big enough when you retire. But what happens when you start buying real estate and that real estate starts paying you? That's a game changer, because that's what your current investment account is not doing for you. It's not paying you any passive income. there is no income stream for you to retire on because it's not designed to do that. But real estate is. And when you do it correctly, when you learn how to do it correctly, it will radically change your life. It will radically change the trajectory of how fast you can get yourself to a place of retirement. Some people get it done in 10 years. Some people get it done in 7 years. Some people get it done in 5 years. Some people get it done in 2 years. Everybody's situation is different. Your situation is unique. And if you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on Start Here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.